Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
First hour in the books here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up here in this 5 o'clock hour, Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, been covering the Niners for 31 seasons. We're going to get his thoughts on Adam Peters and the job that he's done here in the nation's capital. Plus, get a little bit of insight as to how instrumental he was in the drafting of some key figures of the 49ers and how impactful he was during their draft process. While in San Fran, that's all in this 5 o'clock hour. It's a two-part conversation with Matt Maiocco. One thing we'll ask him about is something we're going to touch on here momentarily. The Commanders activated defensive end Drake Jackson and opened up his 21-day practice window. We should see him sooner rather than later. He was a former second-round pick of the Niners and a guy that San Francisco had pretty high hopes for before the injuries kind of, you know, derailed his career to this point. He has not played since the middle of the 2023 season, and he's going to make his Commanders debut, I would bet, after the bye. So we'll get Matt Maiocco's opinion on Drake Jackson, and I think, you know, just from talking to Matt earlier, man, definitely some pretty high expectations for Drake Jackson. He's got a big opportunity here in the nation's capital. We were taking your calls on grading Cliff Kingsbury, plus asking, do you think he should return as the OC next year? 301-230-0980. I also want you to line up on the phones with this. What are you most eager to see down the stretch? We're going to get into this here in this 5 o'clock hour. A couple of different things for me, because like I said before we hit the break, you have less than a 1% chance right now of making the postseason. It's not happening. I know people are going to try to say, well, if they get lucky, and we've been here before. We have seen it before. It ain't happening this time around. It's just not. The more and more I say it, and like, no chance is possible. They can win their next. I think their best shot is winning the next three. They may be able to go on a little three-game winning streak here, beating Miami, beating Denver, and then I think the Giants are after Denver, or is it Minnesota? I just look at, especially if Jaden is able to come back, I think they are going to win some games here down the stretch and piss people off and hurt their draft stock, because I just don't think they're that far off, and they match up pretty well with a team like Denver because their offense stinks.
Yeah, I mean, again, winning games to me is the Commander selling hope to, you know, I feel like Commanders fans, we're hopeless romantics. Like, if we really want to see us go out there and win games, what is that going to get us? You say we had a 1% chance to make the playoffs?
Less than 1% chance. We're not officially mathematically out, but we have less than 1%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could finish the season 10-7, but even at 10-7, we still might not. We still might miss the playoffs.
So, we got 7 losses now. We played the Eagles twice.
And we're not beating them twice. So Nicky really might have been right all along. 9-8, 8-9.
We may low-key end up going, yeah. Because I can see, just looking here at the games that are upcoming, like I definitely give them a shot this weekend against Miami. I think they may beat Miami. Who knows?
I think they will.
I don't know if I'm ready to go there yet. I got a little bit of time to figure that out. But, you know, I think they got a good shot at beating Miami. I think with the limitations that Denver has offensively and then Washington coming off of the bye, I think they got a chance to beat Denver. If you're 5-7 going into that Vikings game, you're going to feel like you're alive, right, with two games against the Eagles, a Cowboys game, and then the Giants. Like, you're very much – it ain't over. It looks very grim. You're on life support right now is the best way that I could put it. You lose Sunday, it's over. I can't even pretend to make up any scenarios. But some people are going to be looking at the playoffs down the stretch and how they can stay in this playoff race. What I'm most eager to see down the stretch is a couple of different things. And for me, number one is the continued development of Josh Connerly in this Washington Commanders offensive line. This group is their most healthiest group right now, and I think it may be their most talented group. They've played well. Now, they've been overwhelmed at times in pass pro by Seattle. You saw it happen a little bit. But for the most part, I think the offensive line has done well. They could be a little bit better from a run-blocking standpoint. But I will continue to say it. I think that group has a real shot of continuing to take steps forward. And down the stretch, like, I think Josh Connerly can really solidify himself as the right tackle of the future. And I think it's easy to look at that beginning stretch and let your evaluations then kind of stick with him. He's played his tail off. Played really, really well against Aiden Hutchinson last week. Had a top five pass blocking grade in the NFL amongst rookies last week. And when you consider the matchup, yeah, he had the two false starts, but that's probably the biggest thing that's kind of frustrated me with him is just like the mental mistakes. But he's a rookie, so you kind of expect stuff like that to happen. He's interesting, man. He's a guy to me. He's a guy to me where it's like looking at the draft of Adam Peters in his first 2 years. If you walk away from these first two drafts with your starting quarterback of the future and then your starting right tackle, left tackle of the future, wouldn't you say that's a success? I would say so. 301-230-0980 is the number. What are you most eager to see down the stretch for the Washington Commanders? You can also chime in on Cliff Kingsbury if you'd like to as well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The other thing I'm most excited to see, and Ant, this is where if you could grab DQ on Terry McLaurin as well. I'm most excited to see what this offense looks like when they get Terry and Jaden Daniels back. I know what some of you think. You all want to put people in bubble wrap and act as if they don't need to play anymore the rest of the year. It's foolishness to me. But that's one of the things I'm most excited to see. What does the offense look like when they get Terry back, when they get Jayden Daniels back? What does it look like? Because I think, as we were talking about with Cliff, the big reason that the offense is not performing at a top five clip is, to me, the instability at quarterback. Jayden has been in and out of the lineup. The receivers have been hurt. Terry McLaurin's a big part of this thing, man. He got $30 million annually this offseason for a reason, man. Slim could play, and you saw it against Kansas City. Here is Dan Quinn giving the latest on Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, so he's here, and he'll do some of the movement, you know, and begin, like, the on-field portions of the rehab. So the first couple weeks he was not able to do that, and so now he's able to begin some of the on-field portions of the rehab, and so that'll take the build-up time to do that, but we're glad he's here taking the next step on the on-field side. So sometimes these injuries take longer than you want, and they're not predictable to say it's going to be this set time, and so we're just going to continue to say, okay, next step, next step, next step. And so the on-field portion is a good sign. Okay, we can now take the next steps.
It doesn't sound like Terry McLaurin's that far off from coming back. I expect him and Jayden to play against Denver. I'm going to shoot my shot right now and say that I expect him and Jayden to play versus Denver if Washington wins on Sunday in Madrid. If Washington wins on Sunday in Madrid, I expect Terry and Jayden to give it a go, because in that building, they're going to think, hey, look, we done went on this retreat. We done tried to get close with one another. And now it's about really fighting the rest of the way. Are we going to be able to fight down the stretch here? 301-230-0980 is the number. What are you most eager to see down the stretch for the 2025 Washington Commanders? For me, the continued development of Josh Connerly, as well as the rest of the offensive line. What does this offense look like when they get Terry McLaurin and JD5 back? My other thing is this. How does the 2024 draft class continue to grow? And there's two guys in particular that I'm really looking at here. Johnny Newton and Mikey Samer still. Remember what I just said a moment ago. If you look at these first two drafts, and I'm starting to look at AP a little bit different now that we've had some, like, real good conversation and been able to flush it all out. I think we're low-key being a little bit too critical of Adam Peters. Maybe I am. Maybe I need to speak for myself. Maybe I've been too critical of Adam Peters, because when you look at it through the lens of, well, in your first two draft classes, you drafted your starting quarterback in the future and your starting right tackle in the future. If we can look at it through that perspective, like, can Mikey Samer still turn into a long-term starter for Washington? Can Jerzon Newton turn into a long-term starter for Washington? And when you think about it, in Newton's case, he better. You parted ways with John Allen in large part because you had high expectations for year two, Johnny Newton. And I don't care what anyone in that building tells you, the tape doesn't lie when it comes to Johnny Newton. He has not been good enough. And I think, and maybe this is one of them positions where you really gotta, it's D tackle, right? But he played ball in the Big Ten. So it's like, you should have the play strength already. I think that's Johnny's problem. He ain't strong enough. It's one of two things. He either ain't strong enough or ain't in shape. The way he gets pushed around, he's built like a damn fire hydrant. So he should be able to have leverage on dudes because he's already shorted to the ground. He's got the burst. It's just the play for him is too inconsistent. It's like when he plays a certain amount in the game, he gets tired. And he plays with bad technique, and he plays with bad leverage, and you see him getting tossed out the club. But if he can turn into a long-term starter at defensive tackle, then is that a win for the pick? I would say so. Because my money says you're getting rid of Deron Payne this offseason. Not worth it. Not worth it. And we had this conversation yesterday, sitting in for Chris Russell. Deron and Javon Kinlaw are, like, painfully average. No pun intended. Painfully average are both of those two guys. They make splash plays. But, like, here's the thing with a defense and judging a defensive player's success, specifically up front along the defensive line. That's why y'all infatuation with Dorrance Armstrong, like, always fascinates me. Like, you can look at Johnny Newton or Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. You can watch them get a tackle for loss on a play. And then My other thing is, like, what happens the other, you know, 38 snaps that you play? You got two tackles for loss, boom. Or a sack and a tackle for loss. What happens on the other 38 snaps? Are you being stout at the point of attack? Are you not giving up ground against double teams? That's my thing. Like, I need those two to be more consistent. Johnny Newton, though, is going to have a big-time opportunity coming up this Sunday in Madrid. He's going to get the start next to Javon Kinlaw. Here's what DQ had to say about Johnny and his opportunity.
Hi, Coach. How will the absence of Deron Payne affect the team this weekend?
Yeah, we'll miss Deron for sure inside, his presence, the physicality. Johnny Newton and Javon Kinlaw will be the two that will feature the most inside, and then Eddie Goldman and Sheldon Day would be there behind. But we're pleased with where, you know, the development that Johnny's taking, especially on the pass rush side. He had some injuries coming into last year, and I felt like it took him this season, this preseason, to, like, hit his stride and hit to the next spot, and I feel like he's doing that. So we'll lean in on more on him for sure.
So he talked about Johnny and his development as a pass rusher. I think that is the strength of his game right now, clearly. I don't think he's strong enough at the point of attack to play the run. He gets washed versus double teams. Even if he ends up turning into a guy that is a situational pass rusher, for a guy that was a second-round pick and billed to be a first-round pick, I don't know if that's good enough for me. So he's got some interpersonal work to do when it comes to his game. What we're taking your calls on right now is this at 301-230-0980. What are you most eager to see down the stretch for the Washington Commanders? One other question I have is this. In terms of what I'm most eager to see, are we going to see improvement in the defense with Dan Quinn calling it? Point blank. 301-230-0980. When we come back, your calls, plus the thing I'm most eager to see down the stretch. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.